We found Rose sitting alone at the Pelican's pouch. I had a few more questions to ask her.
The appearance of the islands was seen as a blessing.
Why?
Well, they seemed to set things in balance.
Were things out of balance?
Are they ever in balance?
But how did their presence bestow a blessing?
Jack, it's like an old friend. When they come to visit you, is that not a blessing?
And the islands may absorb the negative energies, too.
So what is happening?
They are weakening.
They are disappearing?
Only one island has appeared this year, and I haven't seen the others.
What is causing this? Is it the weather, the warming, the pollution, the craziness?
Maybe just too much negativity in this world.
Claudine knows.
You think so?
I think that's what she does.
Does what?
Troubleshoot.
What do you mean by troubleshoot?
She sees trouble, she shoots it?
Claudine can see the other side.
What other side are you talking about?
The other side of reality.
So this is why you have come here?
I guess so.
But aren't you the captain?
Yes, I am.
And you don't know? Well, why is that funny?
I have no idea. Rose, what can you tell us about the fuzzy ones?
Is that what you call them?
It was Bunny who came up with that.
Oh, did you find Bunny?
No. She's still missing.
Who are the fuzzies?
Oh, they inhabit the island.
Yeah, but who are they really?
They're not like us.
Are they human?
They are, but not like we are.
You've seen them?
I have. At their brightest, they are like a luminous cocoon, but that is rare. And if you see them here, they are, as you say, like a faint floating oval.
I was attacked by one.
No.
Oh man, that was in a dream you had.
I don't care. They were carrying me away.
Maybe they were planning a fuzzy barbecue.
That is not funny.
Rose, what do the fuzzies do?
Well, there are those who believe that they are here to bless us. And that's why in the village you've seen the little altars and offerings. Mm.
How do they bless you?
With barbecue sauce.
I said that was not funny.
Well, how do any gods help humans? They do it by removing negative energies and replacing it with positive energies. Who knows?
Or they may just bless.
Yes, they may just bless.
Why do they do this?
No one knows. But all of this is changing, and the islands are vanishing. And as I told Jack before, this year only one island has appeared.
What do you think is happening?
I don't know.
Does that mean there's fewer fuzzies walking around?
Yes, and this may be the last year they'll appear.
So Bunny is on an island that has disappeared?
Probably.
And you are doing nothing?
What do you think we were just doing?
Talking. How about some action?
Okay, what?
Claudine. You say she knows, so ask her.
Look, Claudine tells me absolutely...
nothing.
Right.
Smart woman.
Well, in this case, I don't know about that.
Why don't you know?
I don't think she can handle this.
Did she tell you?
She tells me absolutely...
nothing.
Right. Did we just step into a loop?
Are you feeling loopy?
Aren't you?
No.
Never?
I just am.
Always?
Of course.
Maybe we have more in common than I thought.
And we are friends? We trust each other, yes?
Well, I don't know if we have that much in common.
I can live with that. Go find Claudine.
I promised I would never interfere with what you're doing, or even ask the purpose of this voyage we've embarked on, but... something is happening that I have the feeling you can't handle this alone.
You might be right.
Well, can I help?
No. Please, I need your understanding.
I just wish I knew what to understand.
Jack, if I bring you into this, it may cause more problems.
Well, probably, but what about Bunny?
I feel she is safe.
Okay.
I was in a Pelican's pouch talking to Joseph, and I felt something change. It got real quiet. The music stopped. I could hear the flies buzzing around. And then, even the flies stopped. I noticed that Joseph had poured a bourbon and set it down on the bar, and then stepped back and was watching it.
He was expecting something to happen?
He was making an offering.
To those that bless us.
That's what I was thinking.
But you didn't see anything.
I did. I felt something, but I couldn't see it. Not looking straight on. I turned my head away and checked out things by looking through the corners of my eyes. That's when you can see the spooks.
You saw it?
I saw something. It was almost transparent, but fuzzy. It's hard to focus on something when you're looking out the corner of your eye.
It was some sort of entity?
It was a fuzzy blob, like Bunny said, shaped like a cocoon, floating above the floor. And then it was gone. The flies started buzzing again. The music came back, and Joseph drank the bourbon.
Did you ask Joseph about it?
No, it didn't feel right.
You know, I've been noticing around town, there's more and more little shrines and offerings.
Yeah, there's a lot of free lunches out there.
It's tempting, isn't it?
Especially them fried chicken legs.
Early the next morning, and I mean early, it was still dark, Mojo and I took a dinghy we had borrowed from Fast Freddy and headed out of the harbor. We hoped to be somewhere close to where the islands might appear, if they appeared. And we just sat there, bobbing up and down, waiting.
I should have brought my iPod.
Mojo, you have an iPod?
Doesn't everyone?
I thought you'd have a boombox.
I used to have a boombox. It was about the size of this boat.
Well, they've gotten smaller.
Everything has, except SUVs.
Yeah. Did you know that...
What?
Behind you.
What's there? Whoa! Where did that come from?
Start this thing up. Let's get going. Oh, no. Don't tell me it's not going to start.
Come on.
Oh, come on. Fast, Freddy assured me this motor is in tip-top shape, man.
I think it's flooded.
Man the oars. Time's a waste.
Aye, aye, mon capitaine.
Do you think these islands ever appear anywhere else?
What, you mean like China?
I was thinking more like off the coast of Borneo.
Let's hope we don't find out.
Hey, this spook island's looking pretty solid to me.
I don't know. It seems a little shimmery.
Palm trees, white sand, soft surf. That's real enough for Mojo.
Hey, that little beach over there. It looks like a good place to land.
Okay. Heave to.
Well, up close, it seems pretty real.
There's nothing ghost-like about this.
Okay. You first.
Why me?
Well, in case there's cannibals.
Oh. So they'll eat me first?
Oh, no. They may think you're one of their own.
The old Ooga Booga, huh? I think he just wants me to step out to see if I'm going to sink.
But you just said it looks real enough for Mojo.
There's something about this place.
Mojo, you gonna hop out or not?
Look, when we're on the island, what happens when it disappears?
We'll find out.
Is it just me, or is this island changing?
It's getting light out. Come on, move it.
Aye, aye. One small step for Mojo, one big step for... Whoa!
I guess it wasn't solid after all.
Hey, man, give me a hand.
Okay, come on. Here you go.